Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are studying Proverbs chapter 27, verse 2. This scripture tells us, "Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips." We live in a time when this proverb, this exhortation from the Word of God, is often ignored, and the exact opposite is evidenced throughout our society, across the board, including in various parts of the church. This scripture very simply warns us against the practice of tooting your own horn, you could say, or listing your own accomplishments, boasting of your own abilities, your achievements. Let another man praise you, the scripture tells us, and not your own mouth. Let a stranger and not your own lips. And yet this is common in different parts of society. Even from youth, children are taught today to boast about their accomplishments. When applying for college in the United States, a person is required to list all of their achievements, their accomplishments, to boast about their strengths and their abilities in order to be selected to attend that college and to beat out other competitors in the race to be admitted. The same process is repeated when the college graduate goes to apply for a job, and they are required on their resume to list again and again their achievements, their accomplishments, to speak of themselves in high terms so that they'll be chosen above the others applying for the same position. And yet, this is very clearly the opposite of the heartbeat of Proverbs 27:2. Let another person praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. We even see this creeping into the church. I have observed in multiple Christian magazines advertisements by individuals who are perhaps hosting a conference or holding a meeting or sponsoring a revival, and they describe themselves as so-and-so, the great prophet or the great preacher, with a list of their accomplishments, describing their amazing spiritual giftings. And yet this certainly is not God's way of doing things. Let another man praise you and not your own mouth. This practice is certainly based in the sin of pride. Oswald Sanders wrote, "Pride is a sin of whose presence its victim is the least conscious." One writer put it this way: "Pride is the only disease known to man that makes everyone sick except the one who has it." C.S. Lewis, the great author, wrote about pride this way. He said, "Pride is competitive by its very nature, while the other vices are competitive only, so to speak, by accident. Pride gets no pleasure out of having something, only out of having more of it than the next man." And yet God does not want us to be steeped in pride. In fact, Romans 12:13 tells us, "For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think." 2 Corinthians 10:18 says this, "For it is not he who commends himself that is approved, but he whom the Lord commends." It would be a whole lot better if it was God who commended us to another than ourselves speaking highly of ourselves, commending ourselves to others. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 gives us the reason why it is not a good thing and is not a godly thing to boast about ourselves or to commend ourselves to other people with our own mouth. It says in 1 Corinthians 4:7, "What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?" The idea here is very simple. Any ability, achievement, or gifting that you may possess, and it may be very true that it's operating in your life, any of those things are a gift from God. They were given to you. You received it from God. It wasn't in yourself. You didn't produce it or create it. It was God that gave you that ability, gave you the anointing, gave you that gifting, perhaps gave you that intellect or that creativity. What do you have that you did not receive from God? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? This is a very simple way to keep the perspective that God has about ourselves and to restrain ourselves from being the one that boasts about ourselves or commends ourselves or praises ourselves to others. Let another man's lips praise you and not your own. If we read on in Proverbs 27, we will find another reference to this same subject about praise that a person receives. And it's found in Proverbs 27, verse 21. It says this, "The crucible is for silver and the furnace for gold, and each is tested by the praise accorded to him." Each person is tested by the praise accorded to him. You could say that God tests you by the praise that you receive. If you give yourself praise, you failed the test for certain. But how you deal with praise from other people's lips is a test for your character. Let me give you an interesting example from the Old Testament. When King Saul, the very first king of Israel, had the amazing encounter with David, the young shepherd boy, and he observed David slay Goliath, the Philistine giant and enemy that had taunted the children of Israel and the very army of Israel. When that event occurred, Saul rejoiced because they were delivered from the hand of the Philistines through David. But what revealed Saul's true heart came after that event had passed, and the praises of the people praising both King Saul and David ended up revealing what was really in Saul's heart. And this scripture that each person is tested by the praise accorded him is very easily observed in this account in 1 Samuel chapter 18. In verse 6, it says, "It happened as they were coming, when David returned from killing the Philistine, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. The women sang as they played, and they said, 'Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s.' Then Saul became very angry, for this saying displeased him, and he said, 'They have ascribed to David 10,000s, but to me they have ascribed thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom?' Saul looked at David with suspicion from that day on." Now here's an interesting scenario. Saul was being praised. You could say praise was being accorded to him as the king of Israel by the women who came out of the cities singing and dancing after the defeat of the Philistines. But the praise that was accorded him made him angry because he felt he wasn't praised enough. He felt that the praise fell short and it gave David too much credit and Saul too little credit. So Proverbs 27:21 that says each person is tested by the praise accorded him certainly is demonstrated in that passage in 1 Samuel. God doesn't want us praising ourselves. He very clearly says, "Let another man's lips praise you and not your own." So we're warned about praising ourselves with our own mouth, or blowing our own horn, as the common saying goes. And yet, in that same proverb, we see another side to this. We are tested when men praise us as well. How do you respond to the praises of people? Are you lifted up in pride? That will destroy you. Or are you angry when you're not given praise? That too is rooted in pride and will destroy you as well. Let's be watchful of our own hearts and not boast about our own abilities, but let God bring commendation to us. Let Him be the one that gives you the accolades and not yourself. But then when you do receive praise from people, be watchful of your own heart that you don't let pride destroy you, either by feeling slighted or by feeling prideful and puffed up when you receive the praises of people. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.